On this final note, I can't believe Joan Parker, the widow of the mystery writer Robert Parker, died. Not because she was too young, although it's incredible to realize she was 80. With the help of the Harvard Stadium steps, which she walked daily, she looked a third her age and was always impeccably and impossibly cosmopolitan. Whether hanging from a trapeze for some fundraiser or pictured in the paper just a few weeks ago, chairing the Lifesaver Gala to benefit people with AIDS. No, her death last week is so shocking because she was so indomitable. I just saw her returning from a visit to the hospital. With a warning for children and apologies to anyone else with sensitive ears, here roughly was her side of the conversation. Yeah, the f***ing cancer. I have this f***ing cough, but thankfully they say it's not the f***ing cancer. Stage 4, you know. Would you like to come in for some lemonade? That combination of salt and sweet is the Joan Parker that Bob Parker fell in love with. He fashioned the foul-mouthed character Susan Silverman in his Spencer series after Joan. In 2011, she told us that was both blessing and curse.
The conflation between Susan Silverman and Joan, it's everything. It's annoying, it's heartwarming, it's sweet, it's sour sometimes. I still get letters from fans addressed to Joan Silverman or Susan Parker. And so to be so conflated with her, particularly where I was his first reader, he would write 5 or 10 pages a day. The first person to read those 10 pages was Joan. Now I'm reading them with an eye towards, is the plot consistent? I would say things like, I think there's a big hole here. 5 pages ago, you said this was happening, and now this isn't consistent with what's happening over here. That, or he wrote beautiful descriptive passages. Rain, particularly, was one of his favorite things to write about. And sometimes I would say, I'm missing the descriptive passages. And he would say, I'm just trying to get through this book. Like, no, don't rush it, because I can see when you're rushing. And then we would come to Susan Silverman, and I'd say, okay, here we go again. She is driving me crazy. She's so adulatory, so, oh, Spencer, you are the man with the code, and of course you right all wrongs, and you're the most outstanding, extraordinary of men, blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, for God's sake, can't she say, what the hell are you doing, Spencer? This makes no sense, or whatever. He said at one point, you do not get it. Susan Silverman is my idealized version of you. She doesn't confront me, so you might want to take a lesson. No, I do not want to take a lesson from Susan Silverman. I want it to be the other way around. And so we would go back and forth on the subject.
We were talking to Joan Parker because after Robert Parker died in 2010, Joan and her sons found writer Ace Atkins to continue Bob's literary legacy. Ace has released several new Spencer books. His latest, Wonderland, came out in May. Today we asked him for his thoughts about Joan Parker.
She would always give me notes. She'd say, you know, this doesn't sound quite right for Spencer. But it would always be never heavy-handed. It was always something that I had not thought about, and it was usually a big kind of broad idea about the tone of the book or something. And it was something that I always listened to, and it was something that always helped me out a great deal. But, you know, I always expected when I first met Joan that she would have a lot of similarities with her and Susan Silverman. But in fact, what you learn with Joan is she's much better. There was always a part in the Spencer books, and Spencer would always talk about how when Susan Silverman would walk into a room, all heads would turn, and they'd want to know, who is that? And when I was reading those books before I met Joan Parker, I always thought that was something that Parker was fictionalizing. But then when you got to know Joan Parker and went to dinner with Joan Parker, you realized he was writing with just great realism. That's the way that Joan Parker was in real life.
Author Ace Atkins talking about Joan Parker, philanthropist and inspiration for her husband, the late Robert Parker. She died last Tuesday of lung cancer. It's going to be a lot more boring around here with her gone. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what this week brings here and now.